Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer, May 12, 2020. Puzzles are all the rage these days. Since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, countless friends on my social media feed have turned to jigsaw puzzles as a newfound hobby. This particular pastime requires mental focus and time, and as such provides people with a welcome distraction from the state of today's world. I never got into puzzles, but I always found solace in another intellectually stimulating activity, chess. Ever since my dad taught me this game when I was in elementary school, I found it mesmerizing. Chess is a game of strategy, skill, and sophistication. And like making jigsaw puzzles, it can also be time-consuming. The objective of the game sounds simple enough on paper. Trap your opponent's king. To do this, you have an army of pawns, knights, bishops, rooks, and a powerful queen at your disposal. Playing chess demands a balance of offensive and defensive moves, but the real key is to think steps ahead of your opponent. The latter concept is applicable to living with spinal muscular atrophy in more ways than one. These days, I don't view SMA as my opponent. My disability is an intrinsic part of my identity, and it's something I've learned to embrace over the years. Still, living with SMA in an ableist society is much like an ongoing chess match. Case in point, navigating through each day of my college career forced me to constantly think three steps ahead. Between getting from class to class, making sure I had someone to eat lunch with, and feeding and exercising my service dog, I always had a multitude of logistical factors to consider. My mind functioned like a chess player. Text friends to see if they're free for lunch. Knight to f3. When I travel out of town for a few days, I look like I'm preparing to move to another city. I pack a seemingly excessive amount of items, some that I may or may not end up using. Traveling as a person with SMA means that I must be prepared for a catastrophe. And even when I do prepare, things can still go awry. Pack extra seat cushions and a backup manual chair while you're at it. Bishop to g5. Even now, during my mandated stay-at-home life, I stick to a schedule as much as possible. I still must coordinate with my routine with my parents and caregivers, and plan my day accordingly. On a typical day, I like to work until about 5 p.m, but then I have several activities to knock off my checklist before my caregiver Randy comes at 9 p.m. Within this span of time, I push myself to take my dog outside in our front yard for a bit, eat dinner, respond to texts and emails, work on my comic book writing, read, and possibly watch a show on one of my streaming services. By the time Randy gets here, I try to reserve time for going to the bathroom, showering, and getting ready for bed. Of course, things don't always play out in this exact manner. Often, though, I do plan my evening routine in a meticulous fashion. Finish responding to messages before getting a book to read. Rook to a5. Much like chess, life with SMA is a culmination of strategic planning and adapting to unexpected curveballs. Sometimes we're three steps ahead of the game, and other times we're just fumbling through, hoping to avoid a checkmate. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
Coming up next, Perspectives from SMA News Today Forums moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forums moderator and vlogger. With all the medical advances that have come about regarding SMA, it can be confusing. In Michael Morales' latest video, he points out the differences between risdiplam and SRK-015. Both are potential SMA treatments, yet have key differences. You can check out his video over on the forums at smanewstoday.com/forums under the YouTube channel category. Columnist Brianna Albers has a series regarding dealing with the anxiety in relationship to the coronavirus. With a background in psychology, she gives a unique perspective on this topic. I encourage you to check out that series as well as her other columns under The Wolf Finally Frees Itself. We always have a variety of conversations going on in the forums. Other topics include looking for recommendations from disabled authors, asking about liquid albuterol being used for an energy boost, Figuring out what able-bodied people take for granted, like privacy and spontaneity, and setting goals for ourselves during lockdown. If you'd like to chime in on any of these conversations, head to the forums, smanewstoday.com/forums. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.